We were talking about home decor that becomes known as very tacky. Examples, and we didn't get to Tommy's, but Lego centerpieces, animals mounted, people with decorations that highlight the town they live in, metal stars, anything golden oak, carpet at the entry, basement decor on the main floor, anything made of marble, highly polished metals, glam stuff, chalk paint refurbishes, everything in your house has words, sexy pictures, roof decorations, and fake plants.
Rooster.
Did I say roofer decorations?
Yeah. You said
roof decorations.
That would also be weird.
If you have a weather vane,
yeah,
and you don't live in an old country farmhouse,
yeah,
that's kind of tacky.
This text from the 734, ouch. I was stung by both past and present design choices. Good making fun of me. Fun segment. Best part of the show so far from Albany, this person writes, is Maitland trying to rationalize Kelly's home decor for her because she has
yes.
awkward friend feelings.
I think so.
Text from
awkward
Albany.
Friend feelings.
Not feeling offended at all as I stand here in my animal print bathroom on my leopard print rug, drinking out of my cheetah print coffee mug, straightening my hair with a zebra print straightener. No offense taken.
Jesus. I love you.
Do you live in 1960s Vegas?
No, that's how you knew the girl. Like, that was the hot girl in high school for
us. Oh, she put out.
The early 2000s, red room, animal print everywhere. That was the hottest girl in your high school in the early 2000s.
Any grown woman who has that, and I'm asking you to confirm this, ma'am, if they bend over without their shirt tucked in, you can see their tramp stamp. Those two things went hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you getting a tramp stamp? I'm wearing leopard print. What do you think I'm going to do?
She was the hot girl, but she also could have been the hot Cheeto girl. Where she shows up to class every day with hot Cheetos, a Diet Mountain Dew, and she's got all of Bath and Body Works in her locker.
Yes.
Very specific.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy has, at 25, where his house is no doubt a collection of McDonald's Happy Meal toys and trays he stole from a food court.
Also true. I just drank out of a cup that we stole from the university cafeteria last night.
Okay.
So
sounds
that
right.
That was pretty spot on.
You drank out of it last night or stole it last night?
Which a little bit of both.
But everybody at the age you are, first apartments and maybe the first home or whatever, you're decorating with whatever you can find. It's not like you're going to go out to Bed Bath & Beyond, which is closed. But
that doesn't make it not tacky, though.
No.
Like, I mean, you can still recognize tackiness.
But Tommy, what's tacky to you?
Oh, I should preface. Everything that's tacky, I want it.
That tracks.
Unique
I'm glad
approach.
You said that, because I was like, I don't think he understands the list.
Yeah. No, everything that's tacky, I want it. I'm tacky. I don't care. A fuzzy toilet seat cover?
Oh,
those things.
No.
Those things.
You can't put the seat up.
I know, it's
so
terrible.
Gross.
Yeah, that's the worst part is because it would make it too thick and you'd put it up to, as a guy, you go to the bathroom and as mid-hold, have you ever had, when the seat falls down, it hits your dong?
Wait, what?
No,
I don't.
Oh my God. Yeah, so awful.
I will also extend that to carpet around the toilet. Terrible. Awful choice.
Well, yeah, there was those carpets that had like the
they were
the cut out
for it.
Yeah, they would slide right in. Yeah.
When I got my first
toilet mat
apartment, my mom bought me a bathroom set and it had the cover and the one for the floor and a one for the shower.
I probably had the one
for the shower.
Yeah, you don't see those much anymore.
I bet I had one in my apartment when I first moved here, though.
I bet you did.
There's just too much moisture happening around that carpet. You got to be careful.
So much splash.
Yeah.
So much splash. Number two, LED light strips. That is so ugly and tacky.
Oh, so
they
bad.
Were fine for like 1 year. And then it's people who stuck with them. No.
Like rope light?
Like the just flat. The strips of LED
oh,
light.
Oh, yeah.
Flat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That really matters how you incorporate it. Because I think indirect lighting is great. But if it's visible, if you can see the light strip, that's not
good. Yeah,
like
under your cabinets or whatever. You live in an old house and you don't have any proper lighting in your kitchen. I get that.
All right. Cool. A friend of mine has it. Yeah. His stairs going down to the basement. The stairs stop shy of the wall on each side by like an inch. And there's an LED strip underneath it. So when you flip the light switch on to go down the steps, it glows. It looks awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, the key is to incorporate it the right way.
Yeah, no, when you're walking on campus and every single room is just illuminated pink, purple, red, because these people are not tastefully using their LED lights. The LED lights should not be the centerpiece. That's all. Anyway. Yeah. And then the last one is any house that has an absurd reliance on smart technology. That is so tacky. If you have blinds that go up and down on their own, so dumb. So dumb.
Light bulbs controlled by a phone.
Yeah, you should.
Stupid.
Imagine flipping a light switch and it doesn't go because you have to tell it to turn on. Yeah. That's redundant, don't you think?
You don't have to tell it to turn on.
Yeah.
You just got to flip the switch again.
Okay, sure.
But that doesn't make the decor itself tacky. It just makes the technology
tacky. Did my blinds scare you?
Oh my God, so bad. So bad.
They're on a timer to close at 7 and go up at 7. And
oh
Tommy
my God,
chose,
like a chicken coop door.
Yeah. And Tommy chose to sleep in the basement. So in the morning, I'm sure he was awakened by three blinds simultaneously out of nowhere going, meh.
And they're so loud. I literally jumped out of off the couch. Yeah, I still think that's tacky. They look nice, but if you're like, yeah, Alexa, drop the blinds. Alexa, turn the lights on. No, that's tacky. Why do I have to? Yeah, no reliance. That's it.
It would make you feel bad if the Alexa went, no.
Yeah. Sometimes Freebear, that happens.
Yeah, if Freebear loses internet, he can't do anything at his house. Yeah. Can't turn the lights on. Can't open the shades.
The lights will still work. The shades are not good. No, you can. They have remotes.
So. Okay. You shouldn't need a remote to turn on to use something that can be solved with a little.
So you don't use the TV remote?
No, I just go up and use like a dial like a real man.
Do you? Yeah, you use your dial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just me and my dial in the middle of the night.
The dial. That sounds like someone with a TV that has buttons.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.